search for life's meaning. Oh, enslaved by the world and my greed. Then the door of my prison was opened by love, for the ransom was paid. I was free. Oh, I'm free from the fears of tomorrow.
Listen a minute.
Lord, free at last. I'm free.
Listen.
From the guilt that I carry.
So long.
From the dull, empty life
I'm free.
Set free. Listen to this.
Woo!
For
when I
met Jesus,
yes,
He made me complete.
I remember.
He forgot that foolish child I used to be.
Hey, I'm listening a minute.
I'm free from the fear.
Of tomorrow.
Hallelujah. And I'm free.
Hallelujah.
From the guilt of my past.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've traded my shackles.
Listen to this now.
Glorious
song. Hallelujah. Now I'll come back to that in a little while and we'll hear the rest of it. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue. We're going to have a great program. And I'm glad you're right in the middle of it. Now that song was sung here last night, recorded on our equipment. May not be as perfect as the studio recording, but it was mighty good, I thought. And this wonderful group of singers will be here again tonight. This is old-fashioned Southern gospel. I cannot handle this new contemporary stuff. It's nothing but Antichrist music. I'm going to tell you what it is. And it leads you into compromise. It leads you into a solical religion rather than a spiritual reality and a spiritual walk with God. I'm welcoming you to Paul Creek tonight. I'm welcoming you at 7 o'clock at Paul Creek tonight to hear this wonderful group of singers. They are redeemed. Let me see that name. Had to learn that name this morning. What in the world? Where did I put it? Well, I had it here somewhere, but you'll know them when you hear them. I've got that name here, but I missed it somewhere, put it the wrong place. But listen, welcome to our service tonight. This is our Youth Congress. Our conference, and it started last night. It was great. 200, maybe 300. I'm not sure, but at least 200 or more. Great attendance. Tonight will probably be full. So come early if you want a seat. Now, the beautiful thing about these young people and what they're doing is they're serving everybody a free meal after it is over. So tonight, after the conference is over, we'll welcome you to our fellowship hall and serve you a wonderful meal free of charge. Hey, I hope you'll be part of us. I really do. Now, our subject today is a breathtaking subject. It really is. Now, listen, when Israel and Jerusalem reach their eternal glory. When Israel and Jerusalem reach their eternal glory. Now, that's going to be any day. Well, I say any day. 7 years after the rapture, Jesus will come back to this earth and set up his kingdom. And the first scripture I'm going to read for you is when Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom. Forgive my throat. I have shouted and I've rejoiced and I went in for the singing a little bit while ago and I was either going to run the aisle or come back in here and sit down. And so I thought I better come back and sit down and not show myself. Oh, but I'm telling you, it's been outstanding. And I don't want you to miss tonight. If you're anywhere in the world where you can come, come tonight. You got long enough to drive, what, 300 miles, 400 miles easily, and you will be blessed. Now, welcome to this broadcast. The name again, I don't want you to forget this name. This is the last of a six-part series. The last of a six-part series. I'm making this six-part series available on CD or DVD. You'll see that on Facebook. We'll make it available, of course, on internet this coming week. We'll be sending it to anybody who inquires of it. And I'm telling you, I have had some of the greatest broadcasts the last weeks. 5 weeks past. 6 week, this is the sixth. Now, there was a break because I had to be away on Saturday to attend the funeral of my youth director, my youth pastor. That was out of town, and I had to be there. I was part of the wedding. Well, you know, the things of God are so good. And that song you just heard, I'm free from the sins of my past. I'm free from the bondages and shackles of the devil. You don't want to miss tonight. I heard them singing a song this morning at the morning service that I'm going to make sure they sing again tonight if I can have any influence, okay? I think I can. I'm going to try hard. And then our quartet will be singing tonight of the Gans Brothers. Our speaker for the revival that goes on through Wednesday night is James Gans. He pastors in Iowa, and he's here. He's the older of six brothers, and all the brothers are here. Of course, number two is Joseph. He's my associate. And the other two boys, one just graduated, or is graduating, I believe. The other is out of school maybe a year, and he's working in a bank. And they'll be singing as a quartet today, tonight. And you got to hear them. And they'll be singing now from tonight all the way through next Wednesday. And they are absolutely great. And with this group of singers, the Redeemed, something, their name was beautiful. I don't know why I let that slip my little brain. But sometimes my brain is peanut-like, you know, and I forget things. But they are wonderful, and they are a blessing. Now, let's get to the subject. The glory of Israel and Jerusalem's future. You got to hear this. You're talking about prophetic excellence. There's nothing in prophecy grander than the future of Israel and Jerusalem. Nothing. And I want you to get it. I want you to get it deep inside. I'm going to give you a big booklet that details all of this. It's free. And along with that, I'm going to give you, and I'm going to show you a picture of this. I'm going to give you three timelines, three of them, on Jerusalem's chronological history. You talk about something you ought to have. This goes back 6,000 years, almost 6,000 years ago, when Jerusalem was first a city. It wasn't named Jerusalem. It's gone through several evolutions, but it's a beautiful picture of their history. A lot of detail, a lot of work. I mean, I did a lot of historical background study to do these three timelines on Jerusalem. And it brings you all the way to the future. All the way to what's coming down the road. So you don't want to miss that. I mean, I do my best to bring you things that will change your life if you'll let me. I really do. Now, let me read to you. This is very, very important. Listen, listen to me. And the Lord shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives, the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof. toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. Half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of the mountain toward the south. And it shall be in that day that waters, living waters, shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the latter sea. That's the Mediterranean Sea and the dead sea. I got it right. The Dead Sea. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, the Mediterranean, and half of them toward the hinder sea. That's the Dead Sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Listen, the Lord Jesus shall be king over all the earth. And that day shall there be one Lord. Don't you listen to this now. One Lord. And let me find the right page here. Don't want to miss it. And one Lord, and his name one. And the land shall be turned into the plains. And it goes on to talk about Jerusalem and this great city, how far it reaches. Did you know Jerusalem is going to be 60 miles square? 60 miles square. That's 12 miles in the inner city, a square where the seat of the government will be, and Jesus will sit on the throne of David, then 24 miles on all four sides around it, and it's going to be a 60 by 60 mile city stretching from the Mediterranean Sea all the way to the Dead Sea. And you are talking about something breathtaking. That's going to be Jerusalem. So I'm today trying to give you a little picture of the future glory of the Israelite people, the nation of Israel, and Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's covenant is set in concrete. God's covenant doesn't alter. When God makes a covenant, he's a covenant-keeping God. Let me read you a little something from Jeremiah. Jeremiah now, chapter 31 and verse 33. And this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their inward part and write them in their heart, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no man that shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me. They shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Now you need to understand, friend, what's about to happen to Israel and Jerusalem is breathtaking. Our present president, Trump, has really caused a stir among people because of his promise to move the capital of Israel from the city of Tel Aviv to the city of Jerusalem, because there's such a fuss over who owns Jerusalem. Does it belong to the Arabs, or does it belong to the Jews? Well, I'm here to tell you, there is no question. It belongs to the Jews, and it will be theirs eternally. And what I'm showing you is so breathtaking, it just takes my breath away. I get so excited to understand all of this and to know what's ahead of us, what's coming down the pipes, what's about to happen. My friend, we are sitting at the end of prophetic fulfillment. I don't know the day or hour. Nobody knows the time. It could be 10 years. It could not be less than, or it could be as less as 10 minutes. At any moment now, that rapture is going to occur, and 7-year tribulation will begin shortly thereafter. At the end of that 7 years, the scripture I read to you will come to pass. Jesus will stand on the Mount of Olives, The mountain will cleave asunder, and a gushing of a great river of water will come pouring out of that mountain. And it's going to water everything from one side to the other, 60 miles square. And Jerusalem will become a garden, a beautiful place, a magnificent city, a wealthy place. And the Bible says that the kings of the earth will bring their golden jewels, their great wealth, their great blessings unto Jerusalem. And Jerusalem will be the center of this earth, the capital of the world. Can you understand that? Why has Jerusalem been so important from the very beginning? Because God chose Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is the seat of his revelations. I mean, the seat of his revelations. Babylon is the seat of the devil's revelations. But Jerusalem is the seat of the Father's revelations. And so it really is a breathtaking truth, a absolute breathtaking truth. Now, I got a lot I'd like to read, and I don't want to overdo it. I do want you to know that we are dealing with something that is so magnificent, something so breathtaking. These prophecies cannot fail. Did you know that? These prophecies cannot fail. Listen to this. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the deserts and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. What are you talking about? The Dead Sea is going to be healed. It's a Dead Sea. It's a Dead Sea. No fish. You can lay on the top of it and float because of its salt content. But it's going to be healed. And this is the Lord promising us that this is going to take place. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which healeth, everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be very great multitude of fish, because the waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river cometh. Isn't that beautiful? That's in the book of Ezekiel 47, 8 and 9. Ezekiel 47, 8 and 9. Now, that's just another part of this fulfillment, that the Dead Sea is going to be healed by those waters that flow from Jerusalem. Great stream. I mean, rivers of water flowing, watering the whole place. No more desert shall exist. That's what it said. The desert shall be watered. Everything shall become a beautiful place. Do you understand this kind of prophecy? Preachers are not smart. Preachers are not smart enough to study long enough and hard enough to preach these kind of truths. It takes some digging. I'll take you back and show you again the beautiful, beautiful. I mean, I love this beautiful chart. Three of them, 8.5 by 11. One starts back at 3000 something B.C., brings us up to the birth of Christ. One starts at the birth of Christ and brings us then to the beginning of prophecy. And then one is a prophetic a picture of the future of Jerusalem. And I will send them to you today. Well, it won't be mailed till next week. And I would love for you to have them because they will give you a precise picture. I don't know how many hours I spent on these three. I would say probably 100 hours would be minimal to get them ready to bring you a picture, biblical, scriptorial, very certain, very documented. I mean, clear as a bell. I give you the documentation, and it will help you understand that Jerusalem is of extreme importance to my Heavenly Father. That word Jerusalem is in your Bible over 800 times. The closest city to that in number is Babylon, 300 and some times. Because these are subjects that are breathtaking in the Bible. Jerusalem has a heavenly future. The Son of God is going to sit on the throne of David. The dynasty of David will be reenacted with Jesus as the king for 1,000 years. And this will be the millennial kingdom. This is the Sabbath of 7,000 years. 6,000 years, we've had hell on earth. But the 7,000 will be heaven on earth, and we will reign with Christ 1,000 years. Now, all of that's in the Bible. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Listen to what God said to Daniel. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for thy words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. And that's God talking to Daniel 2700 years ago. Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall be wicked. The wicked shall be wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. None of the wicked. Now, that's amazing. If you don't understand this subject, he's saying that you're part of the wicked. Maybe not yourself wicked, but you're listening to them. You're letting them influence you. You're letting them teach you. You're not learning from the Bible. You're learning from the wicked and the ungodly and those who are non-believers of the Holy Scripture. One more verse. And from the time of the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. And the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. 3.5 years. 3.5 years. That's the time when the abomination of desolation sets in the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 24. And it's going to come to pass 3.5 years after that. Jesus comes back, sets up his kingdom on the earth in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Do you understand all of this? I'm trying my best to make it as simple as I know how. And I'm trying to take my time today. I want it to get a hold of you. I wish I had and could read for you. It would really be wonderful. All of the things that are really said about this great future kingdom of Israel. Let me see if I can find a place here. All of this is in the article I'm giving you, okay? Listen to me now. Unto thy seed, he said. Unto thy seed, this is God talking to Abraham. He said, have I given this land from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, and the Kenzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. That's Genesis 15. All of their land, God says, I'm giving to you, Abraham, and will be yours forever. Your seed will have it. Now, God said to Daniel, not until the time of the end. But I'm telling you, Jerusalem's future is so breathtaking, it takes my breath away. Jerusalem's future is so breathtaking, it takes my breath away. If I could get you to get in your Bible, and you can take this and study it, it will give you something like three grades in a college curriculum. That's how good it is. And it will give you an understanding of Israel's future, Jerusalem's future, what God's about to do. And it will bless you. And then along with those three timelines, your life will be affected. And that's what I'm here to do. I mean, so many times I give you more than I can afford to give you, simply because I care about you. And I want to educate you. And I want to get you acquainted with all of this. Now, grab your phones. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-391-0588. 391-0588. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC. I'll put that up just a moment. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now rise above it. I don't like for you to have to read me through that, but I want you to see it. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. And then jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to hear from you. I want your email or your telephone call. This subject is so imperative that I can't afford just to talk. And maybe you not get it all. But if somebody will ask some questions, it will help me to get into your mind what you are needing to hear, to help you understand the glory of this grand subject. Now, all of this good booklet and these three timelines are yours if you'll call. You got to do it right now. Don't wait around. 704 Local number 704-391-0588. Toll free 1-800-338-7884. And if you're in another country, you can send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Hey, I want to help you grow in the things of God. I want prophecy to become a way of life for you. You need to study the book of Revelation until that whole book gets a hold of your head, until you get full of it, and then get into the Old Testament books that coincide with the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, the book of Jeremiah, the book of Daniel, the book of the Psalms, the book of Zechariah, the book of Malachi. I mean, these books are breathtaking. When you put them together with the Holy Bible. Now, I want you to go while I'm waiting on your calls. Call quickly. Don't want to miss a call. I want to help you. I want to be a blessing to you. I'm going to go to Romans 11, and I want to give you something that Paul said about Israel. It's not good enough in my thinking to just give you the great Old Testament truths, but to give you a little bit of the truth of the New Testament that goes with this. Now, listen, Paul's talking. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, and of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. You watch that man or woman, that so-called preacher, who tries to preach against the Jews in Israel and has a utter anti-feeling toward the Jewish people. Watch him, because those people are dangerous. I'm telling you, they've been deceived. They're teaching the doctrine of the devil. I mean, when it's contrary to this book, listen, God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What do you not know? What the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the Lord unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to the image of Baal. Oh, my friend, listen to me, and listen to me clearly. We are blessed to understand God's promise to Israel and Jerusalem. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? Well, you're on the air. I want to hear from you. You're there? Are you there? All right, call back. I presume somehow you got lost. Call back, and I'd love to have you on, because I want you to ask the question that will help you understand. Israel is God's chosen people. No doubt about it. Jerusalem is God's chosen city. No doubt about it. Those two things are set in concrete when it comes to the heart of God, the nation of Israel, and the city of Jerusalem. And their future is explosive. Their future is breathtaking. Their future is overwhelming. And it's going to be beautiful. And God said he cannot break his promise. He cannot break his promise. Now, I want the phones lit up. I want to answer your questions. I want to help you. That may have been my mistake, and I'm very sorry for that. Sometimes I forget to hit all these switches, but they're on, and now I'm ready for you. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, while you're calling, we are in a youth conference that goes into revival on tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. And it is a breathtaking event. Huge attendance. We want you to come tonight and hear those singers. I'm telling you. Could I just share a minute just to give you an idea of what we are listening to? Listen.
I'm free from the fears.
Listen.
Of tomorrow.
Aren't you glad you're free from your past?
I'm free from the guilt of my past.
I am. Hallelujah.
Oh,
saved.
Oh, I'm trained in my shackles.
Hallelujah.
For a glory.
Hallelujah. I'm free from the past because Jesus has saved me. They're singing tonight. They're singing tonight. And they will be a blessing to you, okay? And they'll be coming here more often if I can get it in their schedule, because they really have blessed us. I went in this morning while I was getting ready for the program. They were singing and everybody was shouting and praising the Lord. And I had to come back in here unless I lost myself in my shout, because I want you to know I love old-fashioned church hymnal gospel singing. I cannot stand this contemporary trash. And I don't know if you are in a church that's into that stuff, please don't stay there. Tell your pastor that goes or I go. Give him a choice. Give him a choice. I've got churches like this all around us here. They're going big time. And people are worldly that want to live a holy life and are compromisers. People who don't believe in the pre-trib rapture, they love that kind of music. But I want to tell you right now, this church does not love it and is not going that direction. We're going to be old fashioned. We really are. Now grab your phones. I'm waiting on you. 1-800. Please don't wait. Please don't waste your time. You've got to have this gift. You've got to have it. Now, I know some of you already ordered it and I'm happy, but I want to answer questions for you. I want to know what you need for me to tell you or show you so that you can understand this great subject today. It is a breathtaking subject, and we are so near the coming of the Lord. And when I talk about these things, they're laying right in front of us, right at the door. I said, right at the door. And it's so very important. So you've got one more night for the prophecy conference. And the brother that's preaching tonight, Jeremiah Collins, he is really a great preacher. Now, I already heard him one time, but he was so dynamic and so great that we're proud to have him back preaching tonight after the singing. You'll hear the Gans Boys Quartet. Then you'll hear this wonderful group you just heard a little bit of, and you'll be glad you came. 7 o'clock. So get in your car if you live, 200 or 300 miles away, and get yourself down here and enjoy an evening with us and a big meal afterwards at no cost to you. And it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great time. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. Now I'm waiting on your questions. We're talking about Israel and Jerusalem's wonderful, glorious, eternal future. 1,000-year millennial reign with Jerusalem as the capital city and Jesus seated on the throne of David, and the saints of God absolutely ruling this world. There won't be any more bombs from Syria falling on its people and gassing them to death. Can you imagine anything as horrible as that? The Assad regime in Syria literally dropping chemicals on their people and killing, I don't know, it was 100 or so of them. And mamas and daddies watching little children gasp for breath until they die. You're talking about a miserable death. To be gassed to death is horrible. And Assad did it because he doesn't care. And they think maybe Russia was part of that, and it fits the nature of Russia to do things like that. They have killed millions of their people. When you disagree with them, you're just fodder for death. I mean, that's all there is to it. And our president is a Trojan. He is standing up like a genuine American patriot, like a man who really loves his country. And I hope you're praying for him. I know he's got a lot of enemies. I know. I've got people who become my enemies over it. I get texts and messages from people who are nothing but mean and mad and angry. They don't have the brain of a bat. I mean, it's horrible to think of it. Oh, boy, it's kind of bad for me to say, the brain of a bat. Well, that's about right. I'm not kidding you. That's really about right. And I don't want to make you mad at me, but I want you to know something. Israel has a breathtaking future. Now grab your phone. I'm waiting on you. I'm going to go check my emails here while I wait on you. Maybe I have some questions on the email. Well, I had it up and what happened to it? Oh, here it is. I want to make sure. Do I have any questions? No, I don't. So grab your phone now. If you want to send an email question, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org, and I will do my best to answer that question on the email. I'll be back there in a little bit, okay? So send your email real quick. I'm waiting on you. I want you to be in the middle of this program. I want your question answered. I want you to get a new sense of the fact of Israel and Jerusalem's future. I want you to see them prophetically, so clear that you can understand. You can know that their future is absolutely set in God's divine promise, and God is not going to change it. Hey, when you understand during the 1,000-year millennial reign how much land that Jerusalem actually possesses and becomes part of their nation, you understand that Jerusalem has got this incredible future. Let me read to you. In that day, there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the name of the idols out of the land. And there shall be no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to pass out of the land. Now I'll take you to Romans. Apostle Paul said a lot more than I read to you a while ago. He said, because of unbelief, they were cut off. They were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branch, take heed lest he spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. The goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity. But toward the godly, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off also. Now, it's beautiful to know, verse 26, this is Romans 11, and so all Israel shall be saved. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. The nation of Israel, a holy nation, pure, uncleanness removed, false spirits removed, false prophets eliminated, everything pure, great prosperity and blessing and God's hand upon it all. And Jesus right there in person in his glorified form, sitting on the throne of David, ruling from Jerusalem, the whole earth, and his people ruling with him. Do you understand this? Do you understand this? Am I getting the message to you? Can you grasp it? Oh, the difference it can make in your life if you will grasp these great truths. Now, all of you on Facebook, you ought to send this to your friends and try to get their attention and try to get them to come tonight to hear this great singing and to hear Brother Collins, Brother Jeremiah Collins preach. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. In the morning, Sunday school at 10 and morning worship at 11. And our preacher tomorrow is James Gans. Wonderful preacher. Oh, did he preach good last night. He'll be preaching at 11 in the morning and 6 tomorrow evening. And then 7 Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Great singing, great worship, praising God, blessing the Father, having worship together, that to me is just so grand and so wonderful. And I want you in the middle of it. I really do. I want you in the middle of it. Now, let me see. No questions. I don't understand. I have great people who love to send questions. 1 week you send them, and 1 week you don't. Come on now. I want questions because when I answer questions, I'm not just helping you. I'm helping a lot of other people who would like to ask the same question. And I don't know why people aren't willing to ask a lot of questions, but it seems like there's less interest in these kind of things than maybe there used to be. And maybe people just kind of go about their business and just let me talk on and say the things I'm saying. And they don't take time to really get in the middle of them. I think that's part of the problem. I think there's a biblical ignorance that has really gripped the church. And your lack of response on subjects like this give me some indication that maybe you don't care about the Jewish people. Maybe you don't care about Jerusalem. Maybe you are anti-Semitic yourself. Maybe you're just saying, oh, phooey on those people. They're causing trouble all over the world. Well, they are, simply because they are, not because they want to. Not because they're starting the fuss. They're just doing their thing right there in their little country. They're just prospering, and God's blessing them, and they're making progress, and they're invincible, and they make people angry because they're invincible. They make people angry because the Arabs haven't been willing or been able to get rid of them. They make people angry because nobody can forget about them. I mean, it just makes people angry, and I'm sad about it. I am. Because I know it's all what the Bible said, that Israel would be a cup of trembling in this last day. A cup of trembling. Boy, is that a true statement. A cup of trembling in this last day. Well, when you begin to understand that God has had these people, the Jews, as his family all the way back to Abraham, they've made some terrible mistakes. They were part of crucifying the Lord Jesus. I mean, really, they were part of that. And so it's sad. Now, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother James.
Yes.
In regard to talking today, I'd like to quote from, as America's done Israel, John Pierman. He said, God chose to focus on the second coming of Jesus Christ and his prophetic plan for Israel. Any other road leads directly towards spiritual decay. The church in America did this 120 years ago and shook the world. I'd like to comment on that, please.
You know, you're going to need to read that again a little slower. For some reason, your phone is kind of not coming through clear to my ears. It may be my hearing. I don't know. But read that again slowly, okay?
Yes, sir. God's road to focus on the second coming of Jesus Christ and his prophetic plan for Israel. Any other road is directed towards spiritual decay. The church in America did this 120 years ago and shook the world.
Now, it sounds like to me you're reading a man who is against Israel. Is that right?
No, sir. This is a man for Israel.
Okay. And so he is saying that this is something that was big years ago, but now is almost missing completely in the church's theology.
Yes.
Well, that he's saying the truth. I'm telling you that most preachers I know are not interested in prophecy, period. And so that Israel finds no place in their thinking. And this is an evident of apostasy. Apostasy. They have left the truth. They've left the way of the Lord. And so they're off in this nether world. And it's so sad. Why can they not wake up? I'm trying my best to wake them up. I say things I'm hoping will make them angry so that they will think and maybe get stirred.
Yes, and also, Brother Chambers, in the 1800s,
the church
failed to focus on Christ's coming and grew steadily worldly and cold. And until today, where the church in Europe is almost non-existent, and there are more Muslims in Europe today and true believers in Jesus Christ.
Well, I can understand what you're saying, I think. And I can tell you that there was 100 or more years that prophecy was a big thing. And it really shook the world. I mean, you go back to some books that were written, noted books, and they sold by the millions because it was all about this. But now all of it's gone out and it's a sad hour. I want you to hang up and call me back while I take another call, and let's see if we can get a better line, okay? Thank you for calling. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, preacher, I want to ask a question. What is the abomination of desolation?
Say that again.
The abomination of desolation.
What is abomination of desolation? Now, it was first named by Daniel. Then Jesus spoke about it, okay? And then we see it in the book of Revelation. Now, in the book of Revelation, he doesn't call it the abomination of desolation, but it identifies it clearly with what Daniel said and what Jesus said. Daniel said it in his book. Jesus said it in Matthew 24. It is in the middle of the 7 years, the Antichrist will set up his image in the temple, rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. And it will be an image of the Antichrist. And they will make the world worship that Antichrist. There will be a mark given to those who worship called 666. We don't know that 666 is the actual or a type. It is either the actual imprint or the type of the imprint that will be required of everybody in the world, and they can't buy or sell if they don't take the mark of this abomination of desolation. So that's what it is. It's an image out of which will come a name, out of which will be required of the world to take this mark to worship the image or the devil. The worship of the image will be significant and will be the exact same thing as worshiping the devil, so that those who take the mark can never be forgiven. Now, there's some preachers who are trying to say you can be forgiven, but they are lying prophets. They are lying prophets. That's all you can call them, because nobody can be forgiven if they take the mark of the beast. Do you understand that?
I understand that. I was saved early in the Nazarene church, and I wonder if the old-time preach this, how will it ever come to pass? But we're right here.
Yep, it come to pass after the rapture. That's right. It comes to pass 3.5 years approximately after the rapture.
Thanks so much.
Hey, a joy. Thank you for calling. I can understand you clearly, but I get calls occasionally that I cannot grasp. And I don't know whether I've got particular lines or what, but I hope that gentleman calls back. God bless you. I love you.
Hello.
All right. God bless you. Let me go here to, let me see where I was. All right. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, you're there. All right, I'll hang you up. Somebody else called. Want to hear from you. You're important to me. If I can help you, it will be my joy. I want you to know that. I want these questions to really get a hold of you. I'm telling you, hatred for Israel is growing like a weed. It's growing big time. And preachers who used to preach the pre-trib rapture are quit preaching it. I've got them here in Charlotte and Gastonia. Around within driving distance of here, who are no longer preaching the rapture. They have apostatized. If you quit preaching the rapture, you become an apostate. An apostate. You've left the true doctrines of the Bible. And that ought to be serious to people. I don't understand why it's not considered much more serious than it is. Now, I want to answer your question. I love every one of you. I love you who have apostatized. I love you who've gone away from the great truth. I will be your friend. I recently went and had lunch with a dear man who had turned away from the pre-trib rapture and just tried to help him. I didn't get anywhere, but you know, that's up to him now. He's got the truth. And I sent him good material that would convince anybody if they wanted to be convinced. But some people get off in these doctrines and then they don't want to be convinced. Israel and Jerusalem and the rapture, the pre-trib rapture, those three great doctrines cannot be treated with greater respect. They are at the top of the list, friend. They're at the top of the list. They really are. Now, I want again to tell you my gift today, because you really need it. I get the feeling that people don't understand Israel and Jerusalem and the Jews, the nation of Israel, the things that's going to happen in Jerusalem. I mean, they don't understand it. And I want them to understand it. And I think that's why I don't get many questions on these subjects. But I hope we can change that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. This is Brother Hunt.
Hey, my brother.
I'm a pastor from Dundee, Florida. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you pretty good. Speak slowly.
Okay, I'm Reverend Hunt.
Oh, you Brother Hunt, Larry?
And I'm a pastor from Dundee, Florida.
Okay, so you're from Florida. Okay, Brother Hunt. Good to hear from you. How can I help you?
Okay, I have a couple of your members, used to be members, goes to my church, but I wanted to ask you a question. You know, in the scriptures, it's toward the last day, it says that all Israel shall be saved.
Now, all Israel, that's Romans chapter 11, and that verse is, let me see, I've got it right in front of me, that verse, and so all Israel shall be saved. That's verse 26 of Romans 11.
What I want to know is, does that mean all Israel's time or all Israel back the back time?
No, at that particular time, only living Jews who lived through the 7 years and two-thirds of them will be slain and killed. And so only the living Jews who make it through those years, the 7 year tribulation period, every Jew at the moment of Jesus' return as a nation will come to Christ. Do you understand?
Yes. Let me ask one other question right quick.
Okay, good.
The Bible says when Christ's kingdom is finished, he will turn power over to God.
To the Father. That means now Jesus is the Lord of the church. Jesus is the center of all of God's activity. He will be the King of Kings during the 1,000-year millennial reign. But when that 1,000-year millennial reign is over and God sets up his eternal world, a new heaven, a new earth, new Jerusalem, Jesus will give all glory back to the Father, and he will become subject to the Father as he was before he came to the earth and was crucified.
Amen. All right. That's good.
See, he'll still be the Father's son. He just, God the Father made him the Savior. And when his saving business is over, he will return to just being the Father's son, to that relationship they had for eternity before Jesus came to die on the cross.
Amen. Appreciate that.
Isn't that going to be wonderful? That's going to be wonderful, brother. I love you. I'm glad you're listening. Are you there?
Yeah.
Stay on the phone. I want to send you this gift, okay? Or have you already ordered it?
All right.
You ordered it?
I've been listening to you when you preach. I really like your preaching.
I thank you, brother. I love you. Be my friend, will you? God bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? All right. All right. You're on the air. May I help you, please? All right. Anybody there? All right. Call right back. I may have made a mistake there. I want to speak to you. Now, you know, this is 6 weeks I've been having this special fundraising project, trying to get myself out of the debt situation. Radio is expensive. I've been doing it for 43 years. I've missed many salaries to keep on the radio. And I've reached the place that without the support I need, I'm just going to go for internet and then Facebook and not be on the radio. But I don't think that's what I want. I just think I'm in a situation that I can't carry the burden any longer. So I've been asking for partners. I need you to be a partner. Now, it's been an improvement. I confess. I've had a good improvement for 2 weeks. But this week, I got to see a magnificent improvement. And I will tell you next Sunday where it's at. Okay? Next Saturday, I'm sorry. I want you to help me. I want to stay on the radio. I really do. I've got to be on WHVN and WSTS and all these stations I'm on. But if you don't help me, so will you help me? Will you be a partner? Call right now. Keep calling when we go off the air until you're finished. And the ladies will stay here and answer the call. My dear wife, she's 82, but she loves this. She does it and has done it with all her heart all these years. I love her for it. I do. She's the best. She's the best. I said she's the best. God bless you now. Give me a call. Give them a call, too, because they're waiting to hear from you. They want you to have this material. We're giving you things to help you today, this wonderful article. And then, again, I show you this beautiful timeline. Look at this. Look at that. And I got three of them. That's just one of the three. and they cover Jerusalem from 3500 B.C., that's 5,500 years ago, all the way through the coming prophetic fulfillment. And it's just step by step, date by date, scripture by scripture. And you can't help but enjoy it. Really, you can't. It will be an education to a lot of you. Preachers, you can get it and give it to your members. Make copies and teach from it. Use it to teach people how important Jerusalem is. Jerusalem, God's country, God's city, God's chosen city, the capital of the earth. Are you hearing me? Oh, I wish you could understand that Jerusalem will be literally the capital for 1,000 years. And Jesus will sit on the throne of David. Now, got time for at least two more calls. 1-800-338-7884. Let me see if I might have an email here, okay? See if I have an email. All right. No emails. I'm upset at my email friends. I'm upset at my email friends. Where are you at, Alan? Where are you at, many of you who are wonderful, wonderful helpers of email? I love you. You're important to me, very important, and I want to hear from you. I want your questions. I want to help people get interested. Israel will be the center of the, there'll only be one other country in the Middle East during the 1,000-year millennial reign. There won't be anything other than Egypt. Well, two others, Egypt and I want to say it and it's not coming out. It's a country don't even exist right now. Southern part, the Syrians, I'm sorry, Assyrians, not Syria, but Assyrians. And then Jerusalem, Israel, three nations during the 1,000 years. And God, it'll be a different world. There'll be partners with Israel, I promise you. The Bible makes that plain. Both Egypt and the Assyrians will be partners with Israel, and that will embrace the whole of the Middle East. I'm telling you what the Bible says, not what Joe Chambers says, but what the Bible says. And there's so much to learn in prophetic studies. They are so enjoyable. And you get into them and you begin to dig, and they'll change your life. So I'd like to give you this booklet and the three timelines. So all you got to do is grab your phone and call. Grab your phone and call right now. The ladies are standing by. They'll take your order. No charge for the gift. And then you can make your contribution as you desire. I need partners. I'm depending on you. Now remember these great singers that you're fixing to hear again singing tonight at Paul Creek. I don't know how many songs they sung, three last night, and I've already told them they're not going to stop with three tonight. Their singing was breathtaking. Now, my youth minister's in charge, and so I've got to, you know, try to real, you know, talk him into this, but I think he'll listen to me. He's a precious young man, very precious, lives in Mount Holly. His mother and dad and family were Methodists for all their life until they heard me on the radio. This radio broadcast is what brought them to our church. And now they're all wonderful believers, followers of Christ. And Dylan is our youth minister. And he's married now to a little lady named Angel. So we have an angel in our church. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful. Now, you don't want to miss tonight. You don't want to miss tonight. And you don't want to miss tomorrow. I'm here to tell you, Jeremiah Collins preaching tonight, but Brother James Gans preaching tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, and then Monday through Wednesday, the Gans Quartet, that's four brothers, will be singing tonight. I've asked that they sing tonight, if my youth minister will ask them, and they will bless you. They will bless you. Oh, it's going to be a great evening. It really is, and we're excited, and we want you here. We want you here tomorrow. And we want you to eat with us tonight. No charge. Come. You'll be our guest. You can give a good offering if you like. We'll welcome that. We welcome that with everybody. We're here trying to do the Lord's. Our church is just growing. We've doubled now in about 4 months. We've doubled attendance in about 4 months. And growing. We had, I don't know how many new families here last night. Several. And we're just expecting God to do the miraculous. We're looking for a Holy Ghost revival. We're looking for a Holy Ghost revival. Have you ever been in an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival? Have you ever been in an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival? There is nothing in the world as wonderful as an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. Now, the ladies are standing by, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'm sorry, 0588. And then 1-800-338-7884. And then jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. What a God we serve. Do you realize what a God we serve? How wonderful is His graces? How mighty is all of His principles of rightness and wholeness? How good it is to serve the Lord. And if you're not serving Him, please don't wait. Don't wait any longer. Get yourself on the altar with God. Get in your Bible. Take up this Bible and begin to dig in the Scripture. Start with the book of St. John. Then go to the book of Revelation, I would suggest. You get St. John, and that's Jesus. And you get Revelation, and that's your future. John is Jesus, and Revelation is your future. You get those two books in your mind and your heart, and you'll be a different person. I promise you, you will be a different person. Now, I love you. You are very, very important to me. And I mean severely important you are to me. I love you much. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I trade in my shackles for a
Hallelujah.
Amen. Appreciate Paul.